Yes.
Well, it could be property, so-called property protection agency that I would see it possibly in the future would exist in a sense that possibly could exist in a sense that they would provide a mechanism, not the physical force, but the mechanism for the protection.
Mm-hmm. Just as they do today.
Like a locksmith.
Sure. Right.
I think this would be the type of thing that would...
Right. These would be marketplace transactions on a one-to-one basis. You would buy them. But the existence of them then does not guarantee your freedom any more than the existence of them now does, as they do exist now, just as patrol agencies exist today. But they are powerless to do anything about the biggest enemy that you feel you have that you'd like to be protected from. Yes?
You mentioned the case of a bilateral contract case involving three people, and I sort of got the impression that you thought the big advantage might lie with man-to-man contracts where only a few people are involved. And so it might be worth pointing out that this is not necessarily so. There's no limit to the size of a business organization can be operated with the individual contractors.
Oh, yes.
As a matter of fact, by comparison to the contemporary corporation, the business would get a great deal more efficient, the bigger it gets.
Well, you could even have them signing their names to one paper, as long as each individual was in a position in reading the paper before he signed it to know clearly what his responsibility was, meaning what was expected of him, what he was required to deliver, what he would get from it, and who would be the agency or individual to whom these receipts and payments would be transferred, the one which would be the one-to-one as far as he's concerned. But it may be that all the contracts are combined on a single piece of paper. Although starting at zero would indicate to me that it would be best to start with individual contracts and then let naturally evolve a system of combined contracts. Only in that way would the individuals more realistically recognize what they're doing. Yes, I think you had...
Do you think I made a mistake in protecting someone else's property? There were some children trying to damage a neighbor's property across the street from me. And I told them to feed it, get out of there, and not damage his fellow's property. That same evening, they threw a lot of garbage and things at my house when I was asleep. But nevertheless, I felt that for my own peace of mind, that I was doing the right thing, because I felt if they got away with it, eventually they're going to come over to my place and beat on my property. Now this developed. Well, the following day I went over to their parents and I said, now I want these children to come over and pick up all this garbage and take it back to their property because I don't want it on my property. That day they did come over and pick up the garbage and take it back to their property. Since then, I haven't heard any more from it. Now, do you think I did the right thing by trying to protect my neighbor's property?
What was your address? I just want to be sure I don't move in there by mistake. Well, of course, the questions you're asking yourself at a time like that is this really going to make any difference in protecting my property ultimately? Would I get a negative reaction, you know, like you did get in that case? And when going to the father, what you're really asking him, and you are asking him, is, do you think you're capable of getting them to come over and pick it up? And if you are, would you do so? Because what are you going to do if he says no to either one? Fortunately, he said yes to both questions. And I don't know. I personally would find, I'm not sure I can provide a standard off the bat as to for why, but I would. I think I would stay free of the situation.
Well, we would take the initial step. If you saw someone fooling around with somebody else's property, you have just forgotten about it. Is that it?
I don't think I would have intervened unless I knew the individual. In which case I might feel a vested interest on an exchange basis with that individual. Jace Nelson tells the story of one day he was, one evening, he and some other people were standing on a sidewalk waiting for